Hi, I'm Tatiana De Maria from the band Tat.
Hey, I'm Jonathan Schmidt. And I'm Nicholas Kent.
You're so sexy, Nicholas Kent.
I've got to give my full name.
Yeah.
I could try Nicholas for a while.
Kenton.
Klaus. Klaus! Coming to get me!
I'm sure this question's been asked several times already, but how's the Warped Tour been so far?
Well, we drove out this morning.
That was your first day.
We're making a record at the moment, and we happen to be in New York. And Ernie Ball, we're endorsed by Ernie Ball, and they called us, and they were like, hey, have you got days off, and do you want to come jam? And we were like, yeah, sure, and we took the days off that were close to us that we could work, so we came out. That's a lot of fun.
That's awesome that they were able to fit you in like that. I mean, so you guys have been on like an international tour then for the most part?
Well, actually, we toured for about 5 years, like straight out of high school. I'd written Soho Lights, our first record, when I was finishing high school. Okay. And then we just toured it for 5 years.
Wow.
And we did Europe and Europe and Europe. And then we did the States. It was either Warped Tour 3 times. And by the end of it, we were just like, wow, we need a new record, because this is the same thing over and over again. And, you know, in the time where we put out one record, it took us like 4 years to actually put it out, and then we toured it again. Just because, you know, we're independent, and it took time to go from Europe to the US, and then tours take time. So we basically did 6 US tours back to back for two years running, and then by the end of it, we're like, okay, we've just done this with Europe, we've now done this with the States, we're going to take a year out to breathe and, you know, work on a new record. So that's what we've actually been doing. So today was brutal with the heat. We've played like 2 shows in the last year just for fun.
It just happens that this is the hottest day for Pennsylvania or Jersey in general.
Oh,
110.
Holy shit.
And then we come out here and we're like, la 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 la, we've done warp loads, we'll be fine. And they're like, fuck no.
I was going to say, like, something wrong with the heat.
yeah, it's just been... It's the most humid and hot day of the year.
Yeah, yeah, very, very humid. I wish all those ladies would close their heads.
So where are you recording in New York?
Actually, several different places. We're doing it between LA and New York when we're working through material at the moment,
gotcha,
as opposed to just tracking. So
you're just demoing
right now? No, well, it's between the two. Like, we've recorded 8 tracks for the record.
Okay.
But at the same time, we're working through some new demos. Jonathan is our new drummer. We actually only got together a week ago, so it's been another process of building again, finding the right drummer for us, which takes time. And I happened to be in New York. I was writing and doing some things and working and, you know, recording and stuff. And so, you know, it's just how things have been coming together that brought us out here. But we've actually, Nick and I spent 5 months of this year in LA. We did the soundtrack for a movie, which came out in July. Have you ever seen Blue Crush? That surfer movie? So we did the sequel to that for Universal, which is fun. And we did that at the beginning of the year. And it's just something really fun to do. Like, writing to footage is actually really, really fun. So we did that. We were in LA for a while. We met up with some producers. We started recording. So it's interesting. It's a process to find the right people. It's a process to find the right people to play with, find the right people to record with. So, you know, we're taking our time with it to make sure it's right.
So it's like trial by fire for you.
Yeah.
1 week later, we're straight into Warped Tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, go.
Not a first gig, you know?
Yeah, this one's been, he's been touring for a while.
Yeah, that's actually how we met. Is I was on tour with a band in 2009, 2010.
And I thought their drummer was awesome.
Well,
I was like, that dude's wicked.
And so we've kind of known each other for about a year. And then
Oh, we hung out a
year ago. Yeah, we hung out a year ago.
And we had those. We had these burgers, which were instead of buns, they were grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, it was the amazing food truck race or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, which somebody called me about and said, like, I think I just saw you like outside of the food truck on the Food Network. I'm like, awesome. Yeah, I totally had the best sandwich of my entire life, the burger. But so anyway, yeah, a year later, like we kind of reconnected and. And then we fell madly in love. And then the rest is, you know, I'm not going to say that.
That's awesome.
I met him in the jam room for the first
time. Yeah.
That's what I met him.
Like literally a week ago.
Yeah, good day.
Oh, yeah, you guys really did meet about a week ago.
About a week ago. So it's like,
this poor fuck has been grilled for a week. Like, he's really, like, seriously, to get all that shit together, all his, the singing parts, everything.
This is the first show that I've sang and played drums with.
So 110 degree heat walk tour, let's go.
Just, you know, why not? Just all or nothing, man, all or nothing.
Well, you did really good today, so, I don't think you'll be playing 110 degrees the rest of the year.
Yeah, I hope it's 115.
I'm just going to be the same for the next three. Proper 100 degrees. So.
Yeah.
We're playing a club show in a few days, but it's fine.
Cool. Anyone that knows mist things on the stage,
it's
the douses.
I think it's pretty cool that you guys did a soundtrack, you said, for Blue Crush, the sequel. How was that? Did you actually have to watch the movie before you did the music? Or like, how did the feeling of the music come out in your writing?
The last year or so, like, I've been writing a bunch of different stuff, like the new 7-Up theme song.
Okay.
And as random as it is, I was like, is this really lame? And I don't really know how I'd feel about it or whatever, but the truth is, as a writer, I really enjoy it. And I don't really give a fuck what people think, because I love writing.
There's tons of great bands that have done, like, the Montreal did the the Outback probably stole their song for that theme, but the Outback Steakhouse. But I mean, like, there's tons of bands that have done.
It's actually really fun. I mean, a lot of the time you people just take your songs and license them. But when you're sent a brief and you, what I love about it is you get the brief, you look at it, and instantly, like, you hear something, or at least that's the way I work. So I'm like, I don't want to read the brief until I'm ready to work.
Okay.
Then I'll read it and I'll be like, okay, got it, and just record it there and then. And with the movie, it was very similar. It was watching footage. I actually flew to LA for 5 days to watch the footage, and I was just going to do a song a day.
Okay.
And basically, Nick was in England, so what we would do is I would watch the scene, write the song, and send the song to Nick and be like, yo, okay, let's do this style, whatever, and he'll lay down the drums and bass, send it back. It was actually done in my hotel room in outside Universal City thing.
That's pretty awesome.
Studios. Yeah, in the U.S. Yeah, so we basically did that back and forth over the internet, and
that was fun. I was on English time, I was also on Californian time.
And he was on let's do a song a day for 5 days and wrap this movie in 5 days. And he was like, what? But actually delivered, so he did it. And
my stuff, any other work I had done, I'd get it done at 4:12, and I'd be up till like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Schedule.
That's pretty cool.
Between LA and London, it's not easy. 8 hours.
I can only imagine.
But it was, it's definitely fun to do, and I love it. I mean, I actually ended up staying in LA for 5 months, and we've done a bunch of work with Pepsi, but mainly, the writing original stuff is probably the more exciting stuff. Sure. I mean, licenses always happen. They pay well, and, you know, if it's something I really don't like, we're not going to license it. And if it's, to be honest, I've done guitar sessions for people and done them for free because, you know, they're friends or whatever, and not enjoyed it at all and not liked the music. And, that versus a lot of people are like, hang on, what do you feel like a sellout doing it? And I'm like, fuck no, because I loved it. And it's like, if you enjoy what you're doing, do it. I feel more of a sellout doing a guitar session for free than I do.
It doesn't matter what anybody thinks.
It's like incorporating all aspects of being a musician, being creative, and being
more
a writer.
More power
to
you.
It goes to that. It goes to writing things. And
I love it.
Challenges a musician.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
And it's, I wouldn't consider that selling out whatsoever.
I think that's really amazing.
How different is it touring Europe than like coming to a US and doing tours here for you guys?
We've got accents.
Yeah, we can understand other people. That's the main one. You know, you go to Spain or Italy or whatever, and it's like it's another world because I don't know those languages, and it's like it's give or take. You know, it's iffy whether we're actually making it to the venue or not. Even if I, you know, if I'm driving anyway. But
God, that night in it was this night in Barcelona where I'm gonna leave out parts of the story, but the bottom line was I was driving the van because everybody was just drunk and passed out, and so we were in Barcelona. I had no fucking idea where we're going, and we had this map, so I like propped it up in Jake's drunk hands. He was our old drummer, and we're driving, and we left the venue, and we were all on a big high, and so I just started driving. I didn't tell these guys, but I just drove. They're like, do you know where you're going? I'm like, yeah. So we're driving, and we were actually on tour with NoFX at the time, and we had some hotel in bumblefuck nowhere. So everyone's drunk and passes out, and I find myself alone in Barcelona driving, and then I get to some highway, and I'm trying to read this map that Jake's got. He's like falling asleep on it. And this takes like 2 hours to get to the fucking hotel. It was about an hour away. And Nick wakes up when we go in contraflow on a highway, like the wrong way down the highway, because that's only way I could find. And I'm like, fuck it. And he's like, what the fuck? So like, he's like drunk in the back. So we pull off and like, you know, everything's fine. I just had to, you know, do it. And then we get to some abandoned village at 4 a.m. No one's there. We can't find the hotel. It's -5 degrees. It's winter. So we get out and we go to the hotel, and it's like electronic entry.
Yeah.
And there were people in the lobby. So they, this is for you, like you can totally cut this, but so So we go in and there's all these people standing there. They let us in the hotel and we're like, right, we have a room, but it's 4 a.m. and there's no receptionist. So I was like, fuck, what are we gonna do? And a drunk Nick shows up at the door and he's like, let me in. And I'm like, oh, fuck no. And he's like, come on. So I open the door and he's like, oh, get us a room. And he like fucking goes to the reception thing and starts pulling on all the cupboards, which are all locked,
and sets
the hotel alarm off.
Oh my God.
So the hotel alarm starts ringing and everybody's Spanish and pissed off. And they all come downstairs and he's like, well, just fucking sleep in the lobby. We're trying to sleep in the lobby. And then everybody comes inside and everybody's wasted. I'm the only fucking sober one who's like, guys, seriously. So this shit's going and I'm like, all right, out. Everybody get out. We put everybody in the van. And we had to drive back to Barcelona because we had nowhere to go. And we had some dude who had a flight in the morning and, you know, a big mess. So we drive back to Barcelona and I'm lost. So I have to find some cab in broken Spanish, be like, can you please take me to this address? So I follow this taxi driver to the address. Then I pay another taxi driver to take me to the road that'll lead me to Madrid so that we can start driving to Madrid. So we started driving to Madrid at like 6 a.m. because fuck it, we weren't going to go to sleep in Barcelona. And then we passed out at a truck stop. Like 5:30 a.m, the van was freezing. So I went and slept. Nick and I went and slept in this cafeteria. In a truck stop, really big cafeteria. I wake up at 9 a.m. with Nick shaking me. He's like asleep. And he wakes me up at 9:30 a.m. And the place is full, and I'm basically this complete mess, like, on this fucking table. It was really funny. Anyway, so that was one experience in Barcelona. And can I just add that I'd driven from Bilbao, so I did a good 15 hours of driving that day.
Oh, but that was my, I just graduated college that day, and I'd flown from England.
Yeah.
Graduated in the morning, changing to my gig clothes in London at my graduation, out of my suit. Raced to the airport, flew to Barcelona, and got a taxi, and I made it to the stage 5 minutes before the show.
Literally, oh, we're there, we're about to go on.
I graduated that day. That's
awesome.
That's why I got wrecked.
Yeah.
Celebration, man.
Probably wasn't the best thing.
Today,
but I was in the high school.
So, last question now. What would you guys listen to lately? Or anything you recommend?
Everything.
There's an awesome band, I mean, I don't think the record's out yet, it's called, a band called Roll the Tanks from LA. Look up Roll the Tanks.
Cool.
Yeah, they're really, I love those guys. And a bit of Frank Turner as well, I've been listening to recently as well.
I listened to the new Frank Turner.
You like it?
Really good.
Love it.
I've been digging this band called Mother, who my guitar player friend told me about, and yeah, they're out of Vancouver, I think. They're just awesome band, kind of like Arcade Fire-ish, but, like, I don't know. I'm always listening to like rock and stuff like that, so I'm a big fan of like Metric and you know, you and like Feist stuff to like chill me out a little bit. Very different than what I play.
What about you?
I've really been listening to everything. I think I'm in one of those places where, you know, I'm in one of those limbo states. Sorry, I'm gonna fucking have an orgasm right now. This is like, will not stop beeping. I'm so popular. As like the same person 15 times over. Just a bit of everything, you know. I mean, I don't think I've got a favorite band right now, and I wish I did. And it's not for lack of good music. I think it's just for being so busy and focusing on our stuff that, you know, you don't always discover people until you look them up.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Tat lately.
I mean, they're awesome. Fucking hey, why wouldn't you?
That's Ben
ever. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they have a new album coming out.
Yeah.
Alright, I guess that's it. Yeah.